Okay, we need a motion to enter back into regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Warwood?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard? Aye. So we're now back in regular meeting. Agenda item number 5. It looks like Eric's left. Discussion, approve, deny plan of action regarding reasonable imminent litigation. I think we'll see what happens in the next week or two. And,
can I make a motion, though, if that's okay?
Sure.
I would move that we go file a case against Alpha Tech next month. And if that, hopefully it changes and we don't have to pursue that if they contact and make a deal with us.
Okay, hold on. So file, because I have to have this for the
motion.
So file a case against Alpha Tech.
Regarding?
If they haven't paid by when?
Paid or signed an agreement. They can sign an agreement by next... We have monthly special service districts, correct?
Yeah.
I would say by next month. So
by
next
our meeting.
By our meeting.
On my chart. It'll be the third Tuesday
of July. That's my that would be my plan of action because I think we've
so that's a month from now.
A month from now. But if they get in contact with us with an assigned agreement, then we'll go along with that signed agreement. If Eric can talk to their attorney and come up with an agreement this board agrees to, then we don't need to do that. But if it's silent and we get nowhere, then it's just time to have one filed by then, my opinion.
I'd second that, but I would maybe amend it to say that he contact them within 1 week and notify them of our intentions.
I'm good with that. Amendment.
He talked about a week or two. Just do a week.
Yeah. 1 week. So next Tuesday.
Yeah, just talk to him. See if we can get anywhere. If not, then.
Okay. The motion's to notify Eric within 1 week of
He's potential. To notify them.
Notify them of potential litigation if they don't get back to us by next district meeting.
By next, but not potential. We will if
we
they
will.
Don't come up with an agreement. That's my. That we will do it. It's not, we will do it.
We will do it.
Yeah.
Okay. A motion and a second. Warwood?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard? Aye. Now, who, do you want me to reach out to Eric and let him know?
Yeah.
I'll reach out to Eric.
Well, you're our clerk, aren't you?
I can send
Megan's
you
our clerk.
All of you guys copying on it.
Would you be okay with that, since you're our clerk? Are you our clerk, aren't you? I think you are.
I don't know. I think the bylaws say that one of you guys is supposed to be appointed as the clerk.
Oh, I thought you were the clerk.
I am the secretary for
all of
them. Oh. So I do all the administrative stuff.
I thought you were the clerk.
But.
Well, I make a motion that. No. Well,
but
sorry, yeah.
I can send it. You guys
email.
Will all be copied on it. You'll see it before it goes and make sure it says what you want it to say, how you want it to
that
say.
Sounds
it.
Good.
I can do that.
Okay. Well, if you want to make sure that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect, thanks. Agenda item number 6, discussion regarding future plans for the district and future projects. I think if we can get things cleaned up with Alpha Tech, if we have future projects, we can continue to run the district, or do we feel like we need to potentially dissolve? Or?
Well, I'd like us to be able to try to do a renewable energy system. Got some ideas. I don't know what the board would like to do, but I think this could be a real potential, a real benefit if we could make electricity and use this district to see it through. Visiting with the Inland Port a little bit about funding and projects and monies, and we could potentially use Inland Port money for an energy system. If it helps the project area.
So you're talking about up at the industrial park, possibly?
Possibly. We'd have to, it's a lot of pipe dreaming right now, but like if the canal company with the Adobe right there with the hydro unit, if we could leverage some of that money for a hydro unit to help the grid area. Another thought I wondered, and I don't know if there's a business that needs hundreds and hundreds of acres, So right now over in by Green River, we have, how many acres do we have leased over there?
I'd have to look on the...
It's like 1,500. It's big. It's a
district
few sections.
Has at least.
Well,
the county.
The county does, but it makes me wonder.
We pay the lease for Sitla,
if we couldn't leverage port money possibly and put it into the district and have that lease money from a company needing a lot of area to come to this district to push forward a renewable energy system. I don't know. And I get excited when I start thinking about stuff like that, because then the idea is like, if we could leverage, we have that water right potential. And so if we could do something with that and make electricity and sell it, I don't know. I get excited thinking about what we could potentially do. But there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. When talking to the port, they were saying that you don't need the district because then you're shuffling money. But then I don't know who owns in the project area in the Inland Port Authority that we would be. If we were to do a renewable energy system, who owns it? Would the company own it, or would the Inland Port own it? But then if the Inland Port were to dissolve, would the county own it? Or would it? So then my thought was, if you took that money and put it in the district, then we would own it. I don't know.
If it's on county property, the county would own it. If it's at the industrial park, the LBA would own it, which is essentially the county.
But how would that work with Inland Port?
So if we move towards that direction, would you keep this district just being run by you guys as a board, or would you try to set it up to function like Castle Valley, like a true district that stands on its own?
Well, so the Castle Valley is all municipal powers. So if this, this district encompasses all unincorporated. And so if we changed the bylaws and we went to the state and we said we wanted the towns involved, they have a right to be on this board, like the Castle Valley. If we keep it an unincorporated part of the county, depending on what the board would like to do, and if it's successful, I don't know if it'd even be successful, but if we had money making here from electricity to help our other districts, to help fund Castle Valley, to help fund North Emory, to help fund fire, to help fund EMS, to help fund District 1 with road projects. So if that was the case, then I'd almost say like the chair of those boards would be on the board with the commissioners. A lot of ways to skin this cat. I don't know. There's just, my brain gets rattling and bouncing ideas off of it. And I don't know if it's all a pipe dream. But that to me, to have the three commissioners be the board, if there's a real project that's going to benefit districts or the people in Emory County, like if we were to make electricity and cut our property taxes, If we built a natural gas power plant in Green River with the water right that we have there, and if we could make money making electricity, we could cut property tax, and then maybe that would be the mayor's in that case, including all the cities and that. I don't know. That was the thought doing the nuclear power plant when we were going after that big grant in the area, the regional grant, Energy Works. That was the idea, was to have the mayor's be the board and include all the cities that wanted it. And then the idea was, if we made money, then so that would be the mayor's. I don't know. If we keep it unincorporated, then we maybe do the district chairs if it's successful. If it's not successful and we disband it, we dissolve it, then we're done. And we just wipe our hands and we're done. And if we want to dissolve it, if we're not going to get money from Alpha Tech, we can just, you know, dissolve it and just move on. But I think it's... district, I think, has some potential. And I know that sounds crazy compared to 2 years ago, but again, 2 years ago it was a renewable energy systems instead of research, Megan, as you're making a face. And Jan.
And
Jan
and
Megan.
I didn't know. I just smiled.
So, anyway, I'll be quiet now. That's my thoughts.
I think we can look for future projects. I'm more interested in keeping it open to see how the Alpha Tech thing goes, and then if we can leverage some of that money for a project or to support different projects. I'm okay to move forward. I don't know about future plans. We'll see what happens with nuclear and what happens with other things.
What's in the district?
Us.
What do you mean? What's the district boundaries?
Yes. Unincorporated.
Just the county. Unincorporated areas of the county.
The whole county.
So similar to special service district number one.
Yep.
Okay.
And so if we were to consume cities, they have a right to have a board member on this. Technically, the commission on a special service district, if there was a district that was going crazy and horrible, we can absorb and reorganize it for a minute. But then eventually cities have the right to be on the board. And I think that's one reason they didn't include the cities, was because that many opinions with the research center was, if you included like Green River, hypothetical, or Elmo or Emory, and they're not here at the research, you know, I think that's one reason they did unincorporate it. So, but well, like one thought, don't we have like $250,000?
Right now?
Yeah, or is it like 200?
Probably closer to 200. I'd have to see where we ended up in the end, but that's probably what we have in our PTIF account right now.
Right now? So like one thought was if we took that $250,000 and if we tried to go after a grant, I don't know how those would be looking with the current administration, but if we were to try to go after, get an agreement with the canal company, with the Adobe or the Water Conservancy, I'm not sure exactly how that functions. It's the Water Conservancy District or the canal company. But I know the water right was the Water Conservancy water right. But if we could come in and do a hydro unit, a few million dollar hydro unit, try to lever that $250,000, but then if we potentially brought in Inland Port money to match and put a unit on there and start actually bringing in potential revenue, that'd be seasonal because it's irrigating.
Yeah, I was going to ask how long that canal has water in it.
It'd be better if it was at Joes Valley, but then you got years of transmission lines and whatnot. But something close there. And I don't know how accurate this was, but when they were looking at doing that hydro unit on that little Emory Reservoir, it was $100,000 revenue on that one. So it was what they did in their study. I don't know how accurate it was, but $100,000 of revenue. And then, I mean, the Adobe's just right there from the research center to our industrial park. Like, it's a hop, a skip, and a jump. So then we could be doing something instead of coming together, paying for gas and Emory Telecom, which we're going to be getting rid of.
We should be.
Soon.
Yeah.
And waiting for AlphaTech and spinning our wheels there. We could actually be kind of
moving forward
with something. But
something to get excited about.
I don't want to be rude. I like hanging out with you guys and being recorded. It's kind of getting along when it comes to AlphaTech. It's kind of, anyway, I'd like to be doing something different.
I agree. Any other discussion? Okay. Agenda item number 7, board member comments. Dennis?
I don't have any.
Okay.
We'll be adjourned.
Yep. Oh. Meeting's adjourned.